Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I think it's true to say that the reviews are in, and it's clear we've got ourselves a Broadway hit. That's a pun. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Maybe.
Well, the mayor's pun may have fell a little flat with the City Hall press corps, but he claims that the Broadway closing in Times Square did not. And with the snow turning to slush and the temperature hovering around freezing, there aren't that many people milling around outside today. But we all remember when there were beach chairs and sunbathers in the middle of Times Square. And as you've been hearing, Mayor Bloomberg just announced that he has decided to keep the Times Square pedestrian plazas intact permanently after the 8-month experiment and an examination of traffic and foot patterns. The city is now permanently closing Broadway between 42nd and 47th Street to cars. The beach chairs will be back, as will presumably the sunbathers. So we have a little while for phone calls on this. Listeners, do you like this plan? If you've been through there over the last 8 months, did it work for you? If you're a driver, if you're a pedestrian, if you're a bicyclist, have you taken advantage of the closed streets? Are you one of those sunbathers? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I can tell you, the mayor appears to be reveling in this. I have not seen such a long news conference by Mayor Bloomberg maybe ever, and it's still going on, and I see his face on a monitor, and he is just beaming and smiling away minute after minute on this. So as soon as that wraps up, our Andrea Bernstein will join us to talk about it. But how about you? 212-433-WNYC. Now that you're hearing the news that this is being made permanent at Times Square, does it make you happy, sad, or otherwise? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or, of course, you can post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And at the heart of the mayor's rationale was this argument about traffic speed. This from the news conference moments ago. Listen to this explanation.
Just to reiterate, we saw an improvement overall of 7% in travel speeds in all of West Midtown. And I wonder how many people ever imagined you could improve traffic speeds by closing streets, but in fact, that's exactly what has happened.
And the mayor anticipated the next question.
How have we measured these improvements, you will ask? Okay, I can answer that. First, we began recording before and after travel times using the so-called floating car run technique. This involves two people inside a vehicle, one a driver who tries to keep the car in the main flow of traffic, the other a timekeeper who records the length of each trip. And we conducted 5,723 time trials like this, comparing travel speeds from the spring of 2009, right before the project was implemented, with the fall of 2009 when the project was in full swing. These field surveys found a 15% improvement in travel time on 6th Avenue and a 4% improvement on 7th Avenue.
All right. Mayor Bloomberg from his news conference, still in progress at Times Square. Andrew Bernstein is about a minute away from our comments page. Robert writes, what a mistake. This is what you get when you think you want a good business manager for mayor or governor or any political office. You get tchotchke crap to please the very easy to please follower multitudes whose cheap standards are easy to satisfy. Not sure that had anything to do with Times Square, but that's his opinion. Jeb from Greenpoint writes, if permanent, let's hope they institute some serious landscaping improvements. Currently, it has all the charm of a Walmart parking lot. Mariah in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mariah.
Good morning.
You like it?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. I was visiting with a brother from Nashville, and we were walking in that area and found a silence, you know, within the din of 42nd Street that was really refreshing. And we sat for a short while and really enjoyed being in the middle of the street.
Thank you, Mariah. Isn't this interesting? We're getting all Manhattan calls on this. I'm guessing the Manhattanites like it. But Jerry in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jerry. You like it?
Is that me?
Yes.
I'm Jared, the tour guide. I love it. I'm a tour guide. I think it's great for Manhattanites who are mostly pedestrian. and I think it's great for the tourists. They have a place to gather. We all have a place to gather. And also around theater time, it was really dangerous to walk around Times Square because we were spilling into the traffic anyway. Finally, we have a public square like Europe.
Jerry, the tours that you lead, I presume they're not in vehicles?
They're in large coach buses, double-decker buses, uh-huh. as well as walking tours. And the buses are a little, I would say, maybe 5% slower going through Times Square. But also, it might be a little bit slower on average, but it's smoother on average as well.
All right, Jerry, thanks a lot. And before we go to Andrea, who's now standing by, here is a bicyclist who I gather doesn't like it, AJ in Manhattan. Hi, AJ.
Hi there.
I thought this was supposed to be good for bicyclists with no cars.
Well, you can't bike through the going downtown the left hand side of it. So now I'm in the traffic on the right hand side. I could try and get through on the right hand side, but it would be crazy.
Where's the bike lane?
I'm actually not sure. Because I don't really want to have to, bike around people. I stay with the traffic,
mm-hmm.
which so now it's a little more dangerous for me because I don't think there's actually a bike lane anymore on that side. But what's even worse is when you get below 42nd, but you're on Broadway, they have created a bike lane. And beside that, they've created a pedestrian mall area
right.
down to Macy's.
Right.
And so now the bad thing is, that, and if they had asked a bicyclist, we never would have told them to do this. You've got people to get to that little mall area. They're walking right through the bike lane, and they don't have a clue.
Yeah, I noticed that at the 34th Street one, which is a separate one. Yeah. AJ, thank you very much. And there really are two that they've experimented with, 42nd to 47th Street, the Times Square area on Broadway, and then 34th through 36th Street at Herald Square. And we have Andrea Bernstein now from Times Square. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning, Brian.
First, what's the slush situation out there in the Times Square pedestrian zone?
Well, the Broadway theater owners just thanked the sanitation department for keeping the Great White Way from having a great whiteout. It is not bad at all here.
And I can gather just from looking at the TV monitor that carried this news conference in our studio that the mayor seemed really, really happy.
Oh, yeah, no, Brian, I have, let's just say that this press conference started at 10:30. The mayor will usually take some small number of questions on an initiative and then cut everybody off and leave, but he let people ask questions until they couldn't think of any more questions. He even let people ask two and three questions. So I would say that he's feeling pretty pleased with himself right now.
And so even in a 31-degree morning, the Mayor Bloomberg stood out there for more than an hour. Can I ask you first whether Herald Square, since that came up from our last caller, is also being made permanent or only the Times Square pedestrian zone?
Yes, Herald Square was made permanent, and Dan Biederman, who's the head of the bid there, as well as Abe Goldberg from Macy's, both spoke glowingly about it. In fact, they hinted that they might even want to make it a little bigger around Herald Square, although the mayor wasn't ready to put forward any plans to either expand this project or to develop new ones anytime in the very near future.
Was it more contentious in Times Square?
No, in fact, the area around Herald Square was less contentious. It is, for one thing, a smaller area. Also, the clearest traffic benefit from this was on 6th Avenue around Herald Square. That seems to be something that even cab drivers are grudgingly acknowledging.
So what was the mayor most enthusiastic to crow about today?
Well, I think it's the whole package. I mean, the initial projections had traffic improving more than it ultimately did, the initial models. But it still improved, and it still improved on the west side compared to the east side, which, as the mayor pointed out, takes into effect the overall effects of the economy on traffic in Manhattan. So he was able to say not only did traffic improve, but that pedestrian safety was greatly improved, safety from injuries to motorists and vehicles even more so, something like 69% fewer injuries to motorists and their passengers in this period. And the business satisfaction was off the charts. I mean, they asked different constituencies, Broadway theater owners, retail merchants, the office workers that work in Times Square, tourists, people that come in from the suburbs for Broadway shows. In every constituency that they pulled, they said they wanted to see the changes made permanent. And in some cases, by huge majorities, by more than three-quarters of the people surveyed said, yes, they wanted it to be permanent.
Is there any indication that this closure changed behavior, that it reduced the overall number of people driving into Manhattan at all, or simply that it pushed the cars onto other streets?
Jeanette Zatikan, the transportation commissioner, was asked that, and she said no, it did not have an effect on vehicle volume, but they did monitor that. And then the mayor was asked, do you have an overall plan to reduce the number of cars driving into Manhattan? And he said, I had one. It was called congestion crisis. This wasn't a plan to make people drive less, but it was a plan to, as the mayor said, redefine the streets in a way that it takes into account not just the motorists who use it, but the pedestrian users. The mayor said that actually more pedestrians use Times Square than motorists drive through.
And some of these stats that I'm looking at, do I have these right? There was a 17% increase in northbound travel speeds, but a 2% decrease in southbound travel speeds. There was also a 5% increase in eastbound travel speeds and 9% increase in westbound travel speeds. Is that accurate?
I'm sorry, I don't quite have that chart in front of me. I don't think that the overall, the decrease in travel speed, the increase in travel speed was 7%. So those numbers don't sound like they quite add up, but it does. It was interesting that travel speed southbound did increase. Traffic on 9th Avenue did move more slowly as a result of this. The east and westbound traffic, the crosstown traffic, did not decrease, according to the mayor.
And are they happy with those numbers, or did they hope for more change in behavior of various kinds, fewer cars overall, and better traffic flows?
I think that they're pretty pleased with the results of this. I mean, I think that, you know, if you sort of look at overall the changes that the city DOT has put in, it is about sort of changing the way people think about streets. It's not just a way to get cars through the city, but is something for all the people who use streets to use, whether it's cyclists, walkers, cars. I mean, I think as some of your callers indicate, you know, that, you know, changing the geography of streets really does cause a lot of conflict and agitation. People don't really like to see their routes changed. So, you know, they view this as a success because they were able to say that it did not decrease travel speeds. In fact, it increased travel speeds, and it had all these other benefits, including greatly improving the Times Square experience for merchants. And, you know, it's interesting, Brian, because I spent some time in December as this was the pilot project was wrapping up outside a parking garage on a Wednesday afternoon as all the sort of, you know, ladies who come to the matinees were going home. And I asked them whether the closure of Broadway affected their decision. And by far the biggest response I got from these drivers was, they closed Broadway?
They didn't even notice.
They are prepared for there to be traffic in the city, as they call it.
And they're routed on to 7th Avenue, and it's not that different. Now that I said that our Manhattan callers were mostly for it, a whole bunch of Manhattan callers against it called in. Here, though, is Stella driving a taxi in Queens. Hi, Stella.
Hi. I drive a taxi all over New York City, Queens, Manhattan, Brooklyn. I also ride the bicycle. I am pedestrian. So, you know, I am against because rush hour now is a chaos. In Broadway, we have only one line before we have three or four lines. They close 46. We cannot make left in 46 to go to 6th Avenue. They close Broadway between 34 and 35. forward to see these people who I wish they get lung cancer, because I don't know what they get. They breathe.
You wish they get lung cancer? Oh,
I wish
Stella.
That, because they sit to what you tell me is in a mountain to see a sunset. I agree.
But Stella, I'm gonna leave it there. But I heard all your points. And Shelley in the Village rides a bus and doesn't like it. Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Love your show. Yes, I don't like it because it's really increased the travel time on the buses. I take the M20 and the M7 sometimes and the M104. The bus used to be able to go straight down Broadway. Now it has to go down Central Park South and then make a right down 7th Avenue. And the traffic on Central Park South is incredible. I was on an M5, which takes the same route, and it took a half hour to get two blocks. You know, a few weeks ago, and
interesting.
It's just become horrendous. I don't know
where. Shelley, yes. Thank you. And Andrea, real quick, did they say anything about changes in bus efficiency?
Well, they didn't, but they addressed the issue of speed. I mean, you know, the mayor was asked about people's experience not being that traffic is better, and the mayor's response to that question was people never experience traffic as good. If you ask people how's traffic, people will always say bad. But what they base their data on is the all cabs now have GPS, so they surveyed 2 million trips on the east side and the west side of Manhattan, looking at the beginning point and the end point. They looked at the data before this happened, and they looked at the data after this happened. And what they said is if you look at the real trips, 2 million trips, the speed increased overall by 7% across all of West Midtown.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein in Times Square, where the mayor just got finished announcing the permanent closure of Broadway from 42nd to 47th Street to car traffic, a pedestrian plaza there for people in Times Square, and I hope none of you gets lung cancer. Andrea, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer Show continues in a minute.